Liv, the web girl, she's got a boyfriend. We like to call him around here Jewel Daddy.
Vape for me, Daddy.
What you looking at?
Let me see your jewel.
Let you see my what?
Yeah, your jewel. Yeah, jewel.
Rob the vape store. Tell them, get me a jewel.
Yep. We actually got him on the phone this morning. What up, Jewel Daddy?
What's up, Joe?
What
hey,
up?
Everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Look at Liv getting all excited, twirling her hair over here. All right, why do we have Jewel Daddy on the phone this morning, Liv? What's going down?
You've had a change of heart. What does that mean?
Yeah, you're breaking up with your boyfriend on the air. That's kind of crappy.
Oh, no.
No, I'm not breaking up with him. But the other day, we were talking about his 2019 goals, and he said something about, like, selling the house he's living in now and mentioned, like, I'm not going to need all this space. If all my roommates move out, then there's no reason, and especially if it's just me and you living in a house, and like we could move into a smaller house. And I was like, oh, okay, like maybe moving in together in the future.
Ooh, girl!
And yeah, and I didn't, when he first said it, I didn't want to make it into a big deal, so I like didn't say anything, but like in the back of my head I was like, oh shoot. But yeah,
moving in together is a really big deal if you guys consider doing that in this next year, because first of all, for Liv in particular, she has been very against big relationship milestones like that. She is a very casual dater. The idea, I think, of long-term hardcore commitment freaks her out. So Jewel Daddy, you must be doing something right.
I guess so. I hope so.
Are you wanting to buy a house with Liv? Because to me, if I hear buying a house, I think engagement has to be in the talks for the near future.
And then babies and cats and dogs and all that.
Oh, wow. Well, I do have a dog already. I don't know about babies. I mean, how long have we been together now, Liv?
Like,
4 or 5 months?
Yeah, 4 or 5 months.
Oh, I've seen it happen less on Teen Mom, but okay. yeah, I mean, this is kind of serious, like Alex is saying. Wow, I mean, how do you feel, Jewel Daddy, about the relationship possibly going to the next level?
No, yeah, I definitely really enjoy being with Liv and could see myself and her in the future together. I do like having roommates right now and still trying to stay in my 20s and not get too old. We run into you, Joe, at Front Ripple all the time. So we like going out and having fun, but
am I too old to be out where you guys are at?
No, not at all.
But Jewel Daddy, aren't you almost 30?
Well, I'm
really,
yeah, 28. I guess I'm getting close to 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I would think. I think it's been time to start thinking about buying a house and when you would want to be engaged and stuff.
I like his young kind of spirit, though. Because he does. He kind of has, like, he still plays video games and, like.
Liv, could you see yourself being engaged in the next 5 years or longer?
I mean, within the next 5 years, where I am right now, yeah, I could.
What about, hold on, let's speed this process up. What about the next 5 months?
No.
Oh, my gosh, stop. I'm sweating right now.
So you would be okay, though, with living with a guy before you were engaged or married? Because I wouldn't be, actually.
So I never thought I would be, and I was always kind of, like, against it or something. It just freaked me out, but like I could definitely see myself moving in with
Jewel
Daddy.
Oh my god. You know, right now Mama and Papa C, your parents are freaking out, like, no, no, they're gonna call in right now. By the way, if you're listening,
yeah,
call
we
us.
We need to make this clear to her parents that we have no plans as of now. This is future talk.
Yes.
Yeah, because Liv's dad's connected to the mob. You will get taken care of.
Jewel Daddy, would Liv's name be on the, like, what would you say, the deed? Like, would she have equal rights as you to the house if you guys moved in together next year?
Well, see, my plan, because I'm a realtor, is to sell her a house so I can get commission, and then I'll move in with her.
Can't afford a house?
Yeah, that's
She can't even afford air conditioner.
Well, yeah, hopefully Radio Now gives her a raise.
This guy's gonna make you broke, Liv.
He's got jokes. Wow, okay. Well, that's kind of a big deal. Now, listen, you're saying, how many roommates do you have now, Jewel Daddy?
I've got 3.
All right. Obviously, you've never probably stayed the night with Liv, but have you done anything, like, as far as hanging out at her place, are you hanging out at hers to kind of see what she would be like as a roommate? Like, are you going to, like, be with her because you can drink together because she can, like, bong a beer? I mean, how are you going to know she's got those good roommate qualities?
I mean, we spend enough time with each other where I've got a pretty good idea how she'll be.
All right, here's a big question, just because I went through the experience. Has she ever went to the bathroom at your place?
Oh, my gosh, Joe. We're not getting into that.
No, that's a big deal in a relationship you go to the bathroom at somebody else's place.
That's true.
I mean, I've spent a ton of time at his house. Obviously, I've used the restroom.
The Egyptian and I are to the point where we tell each other when we're going.
Wow, see, that's what I'm talking about, like milestones here.
Well, I mean, like, I'll be like, oh, okay, if we're like downstairs watching TV, I'm like, oh, like, I'm going to go use the restroom.
But you don't tell him what you're doing?
No.
Because I do. That's where, what I do. You and Lindsay tell each other?
Oh my God, we in front of each other. It doesn't matter. You get to a certain point, you're so comfortable, it's almost too comfortable.
I don't want to go, I'll go number one in front of somebody, but not number two.
I don't tell him that. I'll say I'm going to the restroom. But I will say that I spent a ton of time at his house. Like, I cooked dinner at his house and stuff like that.
Showing her wife skills.
I was going to say, it's probably more than the roommates do. How is the dinners that she makes, Jewel Daddy? Be honest. Are they okay?
You know what? She's improving. I guess maybe at the beginning, wasn't quite at the level where she's at now. So
what? No, at the beginning, I was just like, I'm not going to cook for no man that I don't love.
Producer Porkchop has a boyfriend, and you guys live together, and you guys have been together for a while, but how long did you wait until you moved in with him?
Chase and I moved in instantly.
Instantly?
Yeah, because, well, we... it's interesting, but he was far away from me, so
long distance.
Yeah.
So you immediately were like, "I met you just what?"
It's a whole story.
Okay.
But
it seems awkward. Like he doesn't want to talk about it when you say it's a whole story.
Well, yeah. We moved to San Diego together for a radio job, and that was our first time moving in together. Like, he was gonna come move in to where I lived in New Jersey, and then I was like, "Wait, you're not coming to move with me to New Jersey. I just got a job in San Diego." So we moved to San Diego together.
So how was that immediately starting dating and moving in together? Was that hard?
No, actually, it was easy for me because we were together for, 7 months before that, long distance.
Everything is so freaking easy for Porkchop.
I know.
Like, nothing phases him. He can just do anything and it never stresses him out. But the idea of moving in with somebody before I'm married, to me, stresses me out because, one, I like the idea of having something to look forward to. And I feel like when you get married,
you're waiting to do it till you get married.
Well, that, so I have, obviously flipping pancakes to look forward to for me, but also just the idea of living with someone and waking up to them every morning and stuff. I want to keep that like something to look forward to be able to do that regularly.
I think you should move in before because you may not like the person once you live with them. You should know.
Oh, I don't care about that. But like also, I feel like, if you are living together and you're not married, it's a lot easier to break up and it's hard to live with somebody. So if you get on each other's nerves and stuff, then you're just like, ugh, I'm done with this. And then you lose out on furniture or whatever. It's a whole deal. And I think that's a lot harder to deal with when you're not married. I'm serious. You buy all the stuff you share in the house. You break up. And then who gets the house? Who gets this?
Jewel Daddy, one last question for you, unless anybody else has got one here. Is there anything that you're kind of, concerned? Or are you kind of excited? Or do you feel the same way kind of that Liv does about actually living together? Like, are there any reservations? Anything you're like, well, I'm not too sure about this.
No, I honestly, I think you guys have thought about this topic more than I have, so.
No, I'm thinking about you guys getting married and getting pregnant. Somebody on the kid has to have a show.
I'm thinking about her not cooking anything with dairy in it.
Oh, okay, there we go. Yeah, it's been a little bit difficult, food choices.
Jewel Daddy, I have cooked you stuff with dairy in it just for you. And gluten.
Yeah.
If we have pasta, I will give myself veggie pasta, and I make him real pasta.
Aww.
And also, I'm shocked you didn't say that you were nervous if I was going to be messy or not.
Mm.
Well, yeah, I already know that you're messy, so that's just something that we're going to have to work on.
Well, here's the thing. I'll keep clothes at his house because I'll spend so much time there that it's like I'll go there after work, mm-hmm. and then like later I'll go to the gym, but I don't want to like leave his house, so I'll keep my gym clothes there and just change to his house, whatever. But there's like barely any space for me. So that's why it's messy.
I put a picture
technically, there's plenty of space. She just doesn't know how to use it.
No, that's not
That makes
not
sense,
true.
Jewel Daddy. That makes sense. Yeah. Go ahead, Alex.
I put a picture up on Instagram at Joan Alex Show of Liv and Jewel Daddy that's really, really cute, them at a football game. And you can comment on there, when did you move in with your significant other? So we can compare and contrast the speed of Liv's relationship.
All right, Jewel Daddy, thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys.
All right, no problem. Let us know when the wedding is happening.
Exciting.
I'll DJ it.
Rob the vape store, tell them get me a Juul.
Wow, I think things are really going fast with you guys. I mean, honestly, I'm excited here, Liv.
Well, I'm shocked that he said that he hadn't thought about it as much as you all have.
Yeah, that's probably a sign.
Well, we're planning your life out for you. Trust me. We're trying to help you help yourself.